it's really important that our firefighters have, you know, the best possible, you know, machinery. In this case, you know, it's the appliance, the fire engine, the core. So, you know, if you look at the range of responsibilities they have, of course, it's not just fires and gorse fires. You know, it's road traffic incidents, it's flooding. You know, there's so many areas, you know, in terms of first responders, all of that that they're asked to deal with. And there's huge respect. I mean, our firefighters really, as they often say, it's not a job, it's a vocation. They're rooted in community. So it was really great to see, you know, state-of-the-art, world-class, brand new appliance in there today. You know, over half a million of value, and I think that's the least they deserve.
And you highlighted Station Officer Eddie Doherty and his family's tradition of firefighting. How important is that deep local connection in keeping communities safe?
Well, you know, through Buncrana and Carndonagh, you know, the family have given an honourable service now for decades, and it's an honourable tradition. And it is. I mean, if you look at our firefighters, you know, they're rooted in their communities. You know, they're available, they're on standby 24 hours and make huge sacrifices. As it was pointed out today, it isn't just the firefighters themselves, it's their families that sign up for this service to the community. And it's a real honourable tradition, you know, and I've known Eddie's family now, his father before him, you know, brother, you know, that they've you know, it's really, really, they take it so seriously, so professional, such a huge level of commitment. And there is respect in the community for our firefighters throughout Donegal. So today it wasn't just about, you know, this world-class piece of machinery, the fire engine appliance, but it's about them and what they do for our community. So, you know, and they deserve to have the best possible equipment to match the professionalism and dedication that they have themselves.
And with the new appliance, that's a huge boost, and we know that rural services can face pressure. Does this appliance have to be followed by further investment?
Yeah, I mean, in recent years, the firefighters, the retained firefighters, you know, had campaigned for improved paying conditions. You know, they are on standby round the clock. What was in place previously was unacceptable. There has been improvements, but there's room for more improvement, and there's always room for investment in equipment and buildings. You know, we just need to, what they give the firefighters is a vocation. They're certainly not in it for money or anything like that. It's a commitment to their communities. It's a personal sacrifice. It's a vocation, and they deserve, you know, proper pay, condition, pension, and they deserve proper equipment, proper buildings, all of those supports. And, you know, as long as they campaign and fight for that, you know, the community have a obligation and public reps to get in behind them.